from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
BME Click. Trillville. I see you, sir. I'm about to crank this motherfucker, all right? Tell y'all about these down in Brasco. Motherfuckers in the grass.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Another big move by the Falcons. In an offseason, like it's really in a week. In a week where a bunch of big moves have been made, another one has. Now, this is a guy who was already here, but a nice big payday for A.J. Terrell. We'll get to the midday grab bag of questions at 12:20, as we always do on Thursdays as well, and then the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
An inter-conference or division trade.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's very interesting.
Doesn't happen a lot.
It does not, but these two teams have done it before. How they traded quarterbacks.
That's true. They traded for Donovan McNabb.
Yeah. So the Eagles have traded with the Washington Commanders for Jahan Dotson, good player,
yeah,
and a fifth-round pick in exchange for a third-round pick and a 2 7th-round picks for 2025.
Yeah, so the Eagles get Jahan Dotson, basically, and then there's some draft compensation. Yeah. He was drafted pretty high a couple of years ago. He's been okay. Couple 500-yard seasons, whatever. Okay.
They don't need a number one receiver. They got
two receivers. Yes. That's a really nice third receiver.
Yes.
He's had the misfortune of playing in Washington the last couple of years.
Yeah.
We'll see. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting cheap option for a guy that hasn't lived up to his draft status quite yet.
I mean, as always, when people talk about the third receiver a lot of times, it's like, well, who's the tight end? You know, when you look at a situation where who's the third receiver on a football team? Because on this team, I'm talking about the Falcons, like Kyle Pitts is the top two, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, he's either one or two.
I know Moody is like here, but Moody's not the number two.
He's the number two wide receiver. By by depth chart.
Yeah, number two wide receiver.
Yeah,
but Kyle Pitts is the number two option.
Kyle Pitts might be the number one option.
He might be the one option.
Yeah,
but it's
Pitts and it's London. 1A, 1B, however you want to put it. I think it's probably Pitts. And then three is Mooney, and then on down from there.
Yeah.
Bijan is going to catch a lot of passes as well.
Yeah.
So
that's that's how I was viewing it, because people are like, oh, they got a nice number three. It's like, well, they got Dallas Goedert.
So they already kind of have.
They kind of have a nice
top three.
Okay. Well, but they go 11 a lot, so the third guy does matter and everything. But it's going to be when I look at this Falcons team and we look at the depth of where the pass, because we had this conversation months ago about the depth of where as far as the receptions and everything, and all those are going to come by, and who needs what? No, and you can say, like, oh, I think Pitts in London are going to have 1,000 yards. Bijan's going to be somewhere around 8. Well, hell, Kirk's going to throw for 5,000 yards.
Right, exactly. At a certain point, you're adding up to crazy numbers. Like, not everybody is going to be able to do the 1,000-yard, 10-touchdown, whatever, because there's only so many yards and so many touchdowns.
Right.
Now, Kirk, I don't know. I mean,
he's been
4,500.
4,500.
Doesn't seem crazy.
It doesn't. So that's a lot of passing yards. I mean, if he has, say, for like a Kirk Cousins year, between 28, 32 touchdowns, a lot of touchdowns to go around.
Yeah.
So that's some. So you're going to have maybe a double. You're probably going to have a double. If he's up to where his numbers usually are, he probably have a double-digit receiving touchdown guy.
Yeah, very well could.
Yeah, probably have that. We probably have that, either London or Rokal. I think more Drake than anything. But, yeah, I mean, that's what when we talk about, because prize picks and everything, you're picking over and unders. And I was thinking about.
More or less.
More or less, I'm sorry.
I'll get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, more or less. I'm sorry. We don't want no problems right here.
Trouble.
We want no problems right
here. Yeah, we don't insult sponsors like Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin's a dork, man. Do you think he's trying? No. That's just him.
Yeah, I don't know what he was trying to do. He went on a little bit of a rant about Coca-Cola not being healthy for you.
Yes.
Which, okay, yeah, everybody knows there's a lot of sugar in Coca-Cola. I don't think you're breaking any news there. You know, they got the nutrition facts right there on the side.
Yes.
So, I don't know, maybe he just didn't want to answer any questions about what happened in practice that day.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm not sure.
Let me hear it is. You know what?
It's just never a good rule of thumb if you're kind of looking around. You know what I mean? Like, if you're at the podium in a college football setting and you're looking around and you see brands, those brands are probably paying money to be there.
Exactly.
Or if you're sitting in like a radio studio and you're looking around and you see brands maybe like on the wall of the studio, that company's probably paying money to be there. You don't want to insult those brands
because
they pay money to be there. In fact, they pay you. They pay your salary. So, yeah. Just a rule of thumb. Just a rule of thumb.
Yeah, there's these big bold letters right here.
Yeah, just right there. You just want to try to be friendly to those
people. It's a bottle that's on that thing for a reason.
It's not up there because somebody forgot their Coke.
Yes.
It's up there because Coke pays for it to be there. But you know what? He's Lane Kiffin. It's not like they're going to fire him for it.
No.
So it is what it is. And maybe there's been more Coca-Cola conversation over the last couple of days than there would have been otherwise. Anyway, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Let's start with Kirk Cousins talking about what they're doing now. Like, now that they're kind of done with their joint practices, obviously they're not going to play. He's not going to play. The starters aren't going to play in the game tomorrow. They still got a bunch of time before the season comes around, and they were doing one of these yesterday. What's a simulated game?
The big one is that the play affects the next play. So what happens is, and I didn't realize this till later in my career, is in practice, the way practice is scripted, it's all first and 10 for the whole period. I'll take a 12-yard sack, and the next play is first and 10. That's not football. If I take a 12-yard sack, the next play is second and 22. And you need to have a plan for second and 22, but you never really practice it. So, and then the opposite is true. If you go hit a lot of times we hit an explosive play to Drake or Mooney, and then we're just right back where we started. And it's like, well, normally we'd be sprinting down the field and running our goal line offense out to punch it in. So you want to simulate that, and plays build on each other. And too many times in practice, the plays don't build on each other. You're just isolated, and it's as I say, each play is its own season. You're just trying to win the play.
That is why teams used to play in the preseason.
Yeah.
But that's far be it from me.
Yeah, but it's funny.
That is why they used to do those games.
It's funny because I know exactly what you're talking about, but I always view it as harder to do it in practice because you can't tackle. So you're going off basically, and usually the coaches are off to the sideline. The only coach that's usually on the field is the head coach. So he can decide if it's a sack, or he can decide if it's a third down. I mean, if it's a 3-yard gain or something like that, he's the one that does it. Or a lot of times, maybe, you know, it'll be scripted where it's second and 7, where you might have gained 8 yards, but it's like, oh, right here, this situation. But, I mean, I understand what he's saying, just the mechanics of it. Okay, the coach is off to the sideline, calling the plays into the quarterback, running the different personnel groupings in, and like I said, being able to, you know, if it is 3rd and 1 or, say, 3rd and 7 or whatever, because you took a sack or a 3-yard run, being able to, you know, offensively and defensively come in with a personnel grouping to combat what the other team is running against you. So, yeah, I mean, it has all its goods. But it's always – and I go back to what Lo Carter said yesterday, how Robbie cheat for the offense sometimes. See, that's when you usually get into it, too, because – depending on what position coach, what his background is, what as far as head coach, it's always one of them things.
Sure.
It's always one of them. Yeah. Defense, head coach always.
Lorenzo's like, I for sure was going to sack him there.
Yes.
And he's like, nah, you weren't going to
get him.
And let him roll out.
That really does
complete
happen.
Complete that pass.
That really does happen.
Of course it does. Which is what happens when you have to make the call.
Yes.
You can't actually let him sack him. You have to make the call or not. Plus, also, you want to see the play get off. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want Lorenzo to ruin the play. You want to see the play get off and see if he's actually making the pass. I will say this, because we got a chance to watch during breaks yesterday some of the simulated game that they were playing. It didn't look that fast. It looked like there was quite a bit of downtime between plays.
Is it
the 2-minute warning now? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll never come out and say, I sprinted a huddle every single time, because I didn't. But I mean, like a light jog. Let's get it. Let's go. Let's get in the huddle. Let's go. But it was a little, it was a little tempered down.
Yeah.
They had halftime at practice, but I never ever heard. But okay. I mean, get it as close as you can. Hopefully, they have a couple more of these before the season starts.
I think they will.
They probably will.
You probably do maybe what was yesterday? Maybe both Wednesdays. To do something like that just to try to. Because, again, none of these guys played in the preseason. They had those couple of joint practices, and that's what it is. So as much simulation as you could possibly get. All right, here's Sauce Gardner trying to say some nice stuff about Daniel Jones.
He's a good quarterback. Thought I was about to pick him off today. I had a little cloud rip. You know, he had looked at the last minute to try to throw the check down to Wondell. You know, I thought I had to pick, but he kept it. The competitive periods, it was very competitive, man. It was great. Like, I had fun out there today, I don't really know what to say.
I mean, the Jets and the Giants practice.
It wasn't so bad. I thought it was.
It wasn't bad, okay. but it's the Jets and the Giants practice against each other. Saw some clips. Aaron Rodgers cutting their ass up, and been doing the things that he does. Giants, they just, I don't know, man. Unless Daniel Jones can show you something that he has not shown, and maybe the year he's grown, I don't know. I just don't think he's very good.
Neither do I.
And I don't
never have.
And I don't want to say he's not good because I think he can be an NFL quarterback. I don't think he can be a franchise $40 million a year quarterback.
No,
I just don't see.
He had the one year that was.
He
had
15 touchdowns. Bunk.
He had 15 touchdowns. And he ran for some touchdowns as well. But if that's the ceiling, then paid a lot of money for a low ceiling.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
No, I'm with you. I've never understood the. You see him play enough times.
Yeah. It's,
all right. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I mean, I know he led two touchdown drives because he looked awful to start the Houston game, to my Daniel Jones. And he led two touchdown drives after that. But, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Yeah, I'm glad it's their problem and not ours.
I was like, I don't know what to tell you.
Bo Nix is going to be the starting quarterback in Denver. It'll be the first time that a rookie starts for the Denver Broncos since John Elway.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
It's a long time ago.
He's starting.
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know
they drafted him in the first round because they like him.
They tried to I know Sean Payton tried to make people believe that Stidham had a chance. And they went out and traded for Zach Wilson from the Jets. It was going to be Bo's job. Now it's Sean's job to not put too much on him. I think that's the biggest thing for him because he's never he was stuck with Drew for so long. Not stuck, but he had Drew for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And now he has a younger quarterback with a different skill set than Drew. And he's going to improvise. You saw some of the plays in the preseason for him. But, yeah. But, I mean, as long as you just keep him in his box, talking about Bo Nix. Let him learn.
Yeah, right.
What I mean? Don't try to implement that because, he had Sean Payton got that big-ass call sheet.
Yeah, don't do all that.
Yeah. Slim it down a little bit.
Slim
it down a little bit.
He's a very accurate passer.
Yes.
He's a pretty decent decision maker, and he's an okay athlete. So there you go.
He's a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, he's a good athlete. Yeah, he can move around a little bit. He can move around a little bit. So you use those skills. So he's going to start. He's a rookie. Obviously, Caleb Williams is going to start. He's a rookie. Jaden Daniels is going to start. He's a rookie. Michael Penix, not going to start.
Right.
He's the backup here. J.J. McCarthy's out for the year, so he's not going to play no matter what happens. And then
Drake May.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Because still kind of unclear.
It was all about, earlier on when camp and everything started, Jacoby was a definite starter. Now
Jacoby hadn't played good.
Yeah. And now Gerard has come back and kind of said it's kind of like a competition now for the job.
Yeah.
If I'm the head coach, because you always want to play the better player. But if you cannot get your rookie quarterback the crap beat out of him, because New England has nothing.
It doesn't matter who plays. They're going to be really bad.
They're going to be really, really bad.
There's no reason to get Drake May killed behind a team that's going to go 2-15 probably.
Absolutely.
Russell Wilson's going to play in the final preseason game for the Steelers as well. That competition remains very open.
I'm just going to say, man, Russ might be playing for his NFL career.
You think so?
I don't know what if Justin wins the job, do they cut Russ?
And then if they do, does someone signs?
You think so?
Someone, I think so. I think, but I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I can't say definitively.
I don't know how that would go, man. But Russ,
it is.
But I heard is that I don't think I'm pretty sure they told Russ he was going to be the starter when he got there. But I don't know if they told him they were going to probably take Justin Fields.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. They also probably hoped that he would play better.
Yes.
He hasn't played
very played, though.
A.J. Terrell got his contract extension this morning, too, by the way. If you missed that news, A.J. Terrell, a four-year, $81 million extension with the Falcons. $65.8 million of it guaranteed. Makes him the highest or the second highest paid corner in the NFL by year. It's the most guaranteed money in a four-year contract ever for a corner, so his agent can put that on his resume. But really, the most important thing is A.J. Terrell gets his money.
Yeah,
he gets his long-term deal. It's awesome. Awesome for him. Awesome for the Falcons. You love to see it. When you can reward your draft picks, that means that you're drafting well. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the midday grab bag of questions here on a Thursday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
End the game.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
Whoop. Sports Radio 92.9, the game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday.
Woo.
20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Braves, Phillies. Rubber match today. Braves can win the series if they win the game. A.J. Terrell got a whole bunch of money. We'll talk about that as well. Joe Patrick going to join us at 1:20. Talk some Falcons, who he thinks is going to play tomorrow in the game, maybe who's playing for a spot on the roster tomorrow in the game. So we'll get there at 1:20, just a couple of minutes away from the midday grab bag of questions as well.
Yeah, my man Big Champ just said, because of A.J., we have Lil Pat's about to break the bank. Pat Surtain is yes. And then you look at dude we just played the clip of, Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
They're going to take it to another level.
There's a number of corners in the league
that
were really, really happy for A.J. Terrell today.
Yes.
Not only for A.J., but for themselves.
They're going to – and I'm sorry, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos, if something come down now for Lil Pat, you know, as far as...
Are they the same year, or did Surtain was 1 year
Surtain
later?
Surtain was 1 year later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or 2 years later.
2 years later.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But no, I mean, he's about ready to get his bag. And so, I mean, that's the great thing about when guys like this, when you know you're at that level and you see them get that bank, it's like... Well, yeah. All right. Well, we got a framework of where we're going to be, and that's more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where we start.
Yeah. That's where, And see, AJ's number two, so we're going to start with who's number one? Is it Denzel Ward or is, Jair?
I think it's Jair.
It's Jair. So we're going to start with Jair.
Yeah.
That's the starting point. No, that's not even a starting point. We want more.
That's
not even a starting point.
Get yourself comfortable with that number.
Yeah.
And then we're going to start north of
that.
But just sort of look at those numbers and see what they look like and, you know,
and that's how,
meditate on them for a minute. And then get ready to write some checks.
That's just like the wide receiver market. We were talking in the break about Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase ain't showing up.
No.
If he's come this far, Jamar Chase is not showing up. And the owner for the Bengals, I don't see – he's never budged, really.
No, he hasn't.
And so
– guys have quit.
Yeah.
Carson Palmer quit.
Yeah, he's never budged before. Jamar don't like he's coming in, and they if you believe what it said yesterday, it said 4 for 160, and so that's $5 million more than Justin. And Jamar, like, think about it now. Jamar has sat out a year of football before.
That's true.
But COVID. he wasn't getting fined the way they're gonna find his ass for this one.
Yeah, no, I do remember
even
that.
He can rescind it because he's still on his rookie contract and everything. But
he's not coming in. He's not coming in without a new contract.
Yeah.
It is crazy because, you know, as all these markets sort of shift a little bit, obviously the quarterback market's always going to be the highest.
Right.
Dak's talking about 60 per. Somebody's going to get it. If it's not him, somebody's going to get it eventually. This number for A.J. Terrell and some of the guys that are right around there, he's kind of talking about like 20 per-ish. Yeah. Wide receivers are getting like twice that.
Yes.
Which is pretty wild.
Yes.
Because those are the guys that are out there trying to stop them.
Yes.
The guys that are catching the ball.
Yes.
Yeah, those are the ones. It's quarterback. It's touchdown makers or touchdown stoppers.
Yep.
Quarterback, receiver, corner,
pass rushers,
left tackle, pass rushers.
Yes, the premier positions in ball.
Yep.
And that's what, you know, and so, and what we know about this, holdouts ain't nothing new. It's multiple holdouts every damn summer.
Every year.
But you're getting close to the regular season. And with these guys, like, I'm not worried about Trent Williams showing up game week. Not worried about Trent. But I'd be more about Brandon Ayuk. I'm worried about Jamar Chase, and obviously you're going to be worried about CeeDee Lamb because it's not the fact that they're skill players, which they are. They account for a bulk load of what the offensive production is.
Yeah.
So you got a high-ass usage rate. So that's why when we talk about these soft tissue, it ain't because they didn't. It's because of usage, because majority of the time you're successful because that guy right there is getting the majority of the snaps, the plays, the balls thrown to him and all those things like that. And so I've been in a situation where our star running back held out for a new contract. He got the damn contract because he rightfully deserved it, but he's had to sit out. It took a while for him to get caught up.
Ricky Williams?
Steven.
Oh, Steven
Jackson. Yeah, it took a minute for him to get caught up and everything, and then soft tissue.
Did he miss a game?
No, he didn't. Because that's when we were in Wisconsin for camp. But when we got back from Wisconsin – Steven Jack had signed a new contract and everything, which he rightfully deserved.
Yeah.
And then so it was fine working his way back in and stuff. He's a running back, so you don't get hit, really. And then, you know, the legs get heavy because you ain't been running in football pants and drills and you know, stuff happens to you, man. But, yeah, I just don't see Jamar. But, like, I was like, why would Jamar budge now?
No.
He don't want this far?
He doesn't need to. And, honestly, the best thing for him, because the leverage we talk about is withholding his services.
Yep.
They go play a couple games and the offense doesn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
That might – It might encourage the owner to come around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Guys have done it.
I remember
when Cam Chancellor held out with the Seahawks all those years ago. They started 0-2.
I remember that.
That was coming off of a Super Bowl appearance. Mm-hmm. They started 0-2.
Yep.
And then they came to Cam, and they gave him some money.
Yeah. I remember that.
Right. You know what? Never mind.
This goes all the way back to damn Emmett. Remember when Emmett held out?
Yeah, remember that. They started 0-2.
They were 0-2. Jared's like, okay.
Never mind, Pam.
Yeah.
Never mind. We tried. Tried to be tough. We're not tough. Give him his money. Get him on the field. And then they won the Super Bowl that year as well.
Yep.
All right, let's get to the midday grab bag of questions. No Abe today, so Bo will be filling in. Not filling in. Bo will be handling the duties. Hey, Bo.
It's about the same thing, right?
You got to do your Abe impression.
Right.
All right, guys. Man, hi, guys.
It's getting better.
It's really
it's
good.
It's getting better every week.
Well, we spent all that time together the other night, all that quality
it's
time together.
Right. It's getting better every week.
So how would you set a Braves four-man playoff rotation right now?
How would you set the four-man Sale?
Sale.
Max?
Yeah, Sale, Max.
Yeah.
I don't know, Lopez. I might.
I'm going to wait on Lopez.
Okay. Yeah, one start.
I'm going to wait on Lopez.
Yeah, Sale, Max.
Yeah, so you start Schwelly in the third game? You got to have a third.
Schwelly.
Interesting.
Schwelly.
Really, the debate is about
Charlie
and Schwelly.
Yeah. I think the debate between Charlie and Lopez. And the only reason is because I can still go back to everything we talked about. the too many innings pitch and all those different things. I got to see him pitch again after that.
Okay.
After this last one.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah,
for,
that's what I'm going to go with.
But okay, so we got Sale.
So Morton.
So you have Schwellenbach in there for sure.
I do.
And now you're deciding between Morton and Lopez.
Yes.
And then if you're up like 2-0, you go with the fourth guy?
Yeah. But I'm trying, because this is the only thing I'm saying this about Schwelly is this. I know he's still a young pitcher and everything like that. But it has he, like most, and I still got to see him go all on right now. But I'm talking from what I see right now. Has he really regressed since he's been up in the bigs?
No. He's gotten better.
He's gotten better, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's
he's been awesome.
That's why I would put him as three.
So do you think that the bailout position, you'll have a guy there for long relief. Is that more pressure than if you started the game? Like if you come in after a starter's been booted after three innings, is that more pressure if you Schwelly in that, you think?
I think there's
less pressure because you're really only coming in unless if something bad
that happens.
Yeah, so you're down.
Or Charlie gets hit by a comebacker or something that, which is, you know, Charlie's just had the worst playoff luck of anybody with the Braves the last handful of years. But you also know Brian Snitker wants to start Charlie Morton in a playoff game. Like he can't wait to start veteran guys in playoff. And Charlie Morton's been
especially that one, and he's been great.
He's also been really good lately. But I understand you don't have to tell me about the ups and downs of Charlie Morton. It's been crazy.
Damn Charlie,
But you go Chris Sale, you go Max, and then after that, you just kind of see where you're at.
All right, got a few quarterback starting situations here for you before they get announced who ultimately ends up winning the following competitions. We'll start with the Steelers, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields.
I'm still going to go Russ.
I think Russell Wilson's the starter when they play the Falcons.
Yeah, I'll go there.
I don't think he starts all 17, though.
Could it be as soon as week two? Like, what if the Falcons
could be
blow him out? And
I don't know. But I think all these decisions should be made, even though they don't have to make them by Monday.
From a Falcons perspective, who would you rather play against?
Russ.
Yeah. Me too. Because he can't move.
Yeah, Russ.
He can't move. Justin Fields at least has that home run ability still. And he's young too, still. Like, I know he's been in the league for a minute, but there's, you know, you kind of, he's not a finished product. Russ's best days are behind him.
Why do people say that about Justin Fields?
I don't know. Because he's young.
Maybe this is who he is.
There's been
25-year-old quarterbacks that have not been good.
Yeah, sometimes people just are who they are. You're right about that.
I think everybody's wanting to see this guy in I don't even know if they have that there in Pittsburgh, but you've never really seen him in a functional offense.
But you know for sure Russell Wilson's best days are behind him.
Yes, I want Justin to do well because I'm still mad that he left Georgia. That's just my thought process. I know they went on and won championship without him. But no, I want to see him do well. But sometimes it's like this might be who you are.
Yeah, maybe he's just an inconsistent passer who fumbles a lot.
Yeah, could be.
It could be.
All right, we'll move on to the Patriots here. How about Drake May or Jacoby?
I think Jacoby starts maybe the first four games, and then they let the young boy go.
I think Drake May will start more games than Jacoby Brissett this year, but I think it might take until into October before he does. But I don't know. You can also watch Jacoby Brissett get absolutely destroyed behind that offensive line. Yeah, so
he could be in the second play of the game.
He might, but then you're also going to think to yourself, okay, do we really want to put our first-round quarterback behind that? That's terrible.
It's bad.
Who's their third-string quarterback?
Is it going to be Milton or Zappe? I think Milton.
Got to be Milton.
Oh,
Milton,
right.
Yeah, Milton's probably going to be third.
Forgot they had Joe Milton there.
Yeah, he's going to probably be third.
They might play him, too.
Two rookies?
Milton's looked better than Jacoby Brissett.
He has.
Yeah,
I
always like Joe Milton. He's fun to watch play. Yeah.
Big arm.
So Bo Nix has already announced as the starter for the Broncos, so we'll skip that one. Besides Georgia Tech game at noon on Saturday, how much of the other three Week 0 games will you be watching?
There's other Week 3 0 games?
Oh, there's a couple
there's four
other
total,
there's
right?
a couple other bangers.
What
Randy.
We got, dog?
You got SMU Nevada.
Oh, definitely.
SMU first game as a member of the ACC.
Yeah.
And that's in Reno, so home field for Nevada. What's the other ones? I thought I had them all up. Dang it. I think Hawaii plays somebody.
Oh, I saw that. Hawaii plays Delaware State.
Yeah.
They missed their damn flight.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
That's a long flight from Delaware to Hawaii.
They missed their flight. Like, poor babies. I don't know. Did they get everything worked out? But I saw that.
I haven't seen an update, but they were trying to work it out through commercial flight or through regular people.
Yeah, play. I saw they had missed, they all missed their flight and everything like that.
And then Montana State plays New Mexico.
Okay, and that's the Mountain West, right?
Yeah.
And then my boy Tequillo and Champion, I guess Turner has a new, they're covering the Mountain West?
Yeah, Turner, TBS, Warner Brothers got some Mountain West, the Mountain West concert.
Yeah, and so him, Champ, and I think it said Victor Cruz, they're going to be the, like their new studio show.
That's a good studio show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You said Tequillo Spikes,
Tequillo, Champ,
Champ Bailey, Victor Cruz,
and another. And I can't think.
I think Adam Lefko, you said, was the host, who's a really good host.
Yeah, that's going to be their studio for this year. And I was texting Spikes, and he in there studying that Mountain West knowledge, boy.
That is a better.
I love it.
No offense to any of the guys that used to work for the former Pac-12 Network.
Yeah.
That's better than any studio show the Pac-12 Network ever had.
It's going to be great.
That's such a good group of guys.
It's going to be great.
All right. Well, brush up on your Boise State.
I was like, man, you should brush up on it. Brush up on that Mountain West. But I'm so happy.
Boise State's running back was the number one projected player in our college fantasy league.
Really?
Ashton Gentry or whatever his name is. He's supposed to be the number one stat getter in college football this year.
You get him?
No. I had the number two pick.
Who'd you get?
Ollie Gordon.
Okay.
I like him.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
I got Ollie Gordon.
Uh-huh.
I got Quinshon Judkins. I got the running back that transferred from Oregon State to Miami.
How the hell did you get all that?
I don't know.
How many people in this draft?
10.
What'd you get, Bo? Oh,
I got Jackson Dart.
Bo auto-drafted.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, good. Yeah.
Well, I did have some guys in the queue.
Okay.
And those guys were in the top.
But Jackson Dart and Shadurs are good guys to have.
Yeah, they both run around and throw a bunch of yards.
Why wasn't I invited?
You want to play?
Yeah.
I'm sure we can get you in there.
But y'all can see all the good players.
Well, it's too late now, but there's usually an opening every year if you want to get in next year.
I'm in.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to hold you to this.
It's pretty fun.
It is. Because you got to think we're picking out a whole power four conference.
How is it different than NFL fantasy?
There's 75 teams.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, bigger pool of players,
and also sometimes
the scoring still counts the same, right?
Pretty much. Okay. Pretty much the scoring the same, but then sometimes Ohio State's about to play some bum university next Saturday, and you can pick up Ohio State's third wide receiver
because
all the backups are going to be in there in the second half, and you can have a huge day off a guy you've never heard of before.
Oh, okay. Or defenses. You can pick up defenses that are playing bum teams, and they're just going to have a good game.
That does not seem fair.
It's a real waiver wire league, which is really
super, fair. Super deep player pool.
That don't seem like that's fair.
It really isn't.
You should not be able to pick Ohio State versus Youngstown.
You can
State
have Georgia defense versus
Yeah, you should be able to do that.
Yeah, but you can.
I know.
And it's awesome.
That sounds unfair.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Check it out. You already know this your folks.
Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Woo, woo.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Trillville Thursday. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day. We'll get back into what happened last night with the Braves, what needs to happen tonight with the Braves as well, and A.J. Terrell's big payday. Joe Patrick going to join us at 1:20. We'll talk some Falcons with him as well, of course, as we always do on Thursdays. Final preseason game tomorrow against the Jacksonville Jaguars right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 5, kickoff at 7. And then the season is upon us in 2 weeks after that.
Yeah, man. And we and you will be at Kennesaw tomorrow.
We'll be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw tomorrow.
We'll be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw tomorrow. So come hang out with you guys and as we get you ready for, it used to be the third preseason game was the actual game type.
Right. Because when there was four, the third one, the starters would play a half or something.
And then you used to play a half and then the series after halftime.
Right.
Yeah.
Boy, that feels like a long time ago. That really only was a couple of years ago.
I know.
And now it's now no one plays that.
Nah, you're good. You're not going to play. We don't need you to play in this one.
Then, of course, the college football season gets underway at least a little bit on Saturday. But, of course, here locally, a lot of interest with Georgia Tech taking on Florida State in Ireland. I saw that. Did you see the picture of the Georgia Tech helmet?
It's pretty dope.
Pretty cool. Yeah. So, right down the middle, you know, they've got that gold stripe. Yeah. but the gold stripe detail kind of looks like a Celtic knot.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's pretty cool, little detail on that helmet.
This is the new Saturdays at my home because the kids got activities on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm waking up at 7 and I'm watching pregame and all throughout the day. Now it's like I get home like 11:30 now, and it's just a new type deal with me, especially with this damn whatever they're doing up in 85 North up that way with them damn lanes blocked. I mean, I go around it and all that other stuff, but still, just too much stuff going on. But I'll be there in time to watch the kickoff. But I was like,
you'll be there for kickoff.
Yeah, I'm in a negotiating mode.
I was thinking the same thing because Jack has Little Gym at 9:15 on Saturday morning.
There's the same time.
You guys, same time. So I know I was like, oh, college game day, first game day, 9 to noon from Ireland. It'd be pretty fun to watch.
Yeah.
We'll catch the final hour.
I'm trying to negotiate it because Samson has stuff at 10. So if I go 10, then I can watch maybe the first 30 minutes of it.
Yeah.
And so but that ain't working so far. But
So we got Little Gym now. Soccer starts in a couple weeks for her. So we'll go straight from Little Gym to the soccer field. Yeah. And then again, hopefully be home in time for the kickoff for the games at noon and all that. But now she turned a year older. Obviously, her birthday party was last weekend. So now she's not in that same Little Gym class anymore. So now her class is Monday night. And then she's got ballet tonight. So it's filling up, man. The schedule's full. Yeah, do you got? We got dances and gyms and soccers. I don't know. You name it. They had a Zoom class the other day. At 4-year-olds on Zoom.
That's crazy as hell.
They did great.
I know, but
they were better. The her pre-K class did a distance learning Zoom day on Monday. They did better than when Odyssey has Zoom calls. Remember during COVID when we used to have Zoom calls?
Oh, God.
They did better than us.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Nobody forgot to mute.
Oh, God. Because it's always the one, mute company. Okay, Rick, obviously he's going to talk. And then you have maybe Conti's going to talk. Reggie, you're going to talk.
Yeah, and then Hugh Douglas would accidentally not have his mute on with his TV in the background.
And then we're like, okay, we're almost done here. And then there's always somebody.
Anybody have any questions? And then here comes Abe from the top rope.
Here come the questions that could be answered with an email.
Yes. Meeting. Rick Caffey, Boss Talks.
Boss has to talk.
Boss has to talk.
Yep.
Mike Conti.
Brand manager has to talk.
Okay. Reggie.
Yep.
Okay. And then.
Maybe Dave, the sales guy. Sales has to talk to
him. And that's all we need to do.
Yep.
Any questions? And then there it is. Here it comes.
Well, actually, I was wondering if.
There it comes. He's like,
I hope your internet connection fails before the question portion of things. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Daryl Doucette. So let me give you a little bit of background, a little bit of context on Daryl Doucette. So I was thinking, when you hear this guy talk, you can tell that this guy is from the boot. I was thinking he may have been related to Early Doucette, who won the 2007 National Championship with LSU, but they spell it differently, so I guess he's not.
Okay.
He is 35 years old, and in 2022, he did lead the U.S. National Flag Football Team in the World Games to a gold medal.
Okay.
All right, so here are his comments about a week ago where he said first on TMZ that he felt disrespected that these guys might just make the team based on their name. He does have a point, but come on, bro.
I love the fact that they want to play and that they want to come out and compete.
Oh, yeah, that's all. Wow.
But at the end of the day, we want the same process that we've been having to play. We have to try out, and so do they. You know, I don't want to be like they're entitled because of their names to be able to just automatically be on the team. And that's what it sounds like from the flag football world. We are fans of these guys. And we love, like I said, we love the fact that they want to go out and win a gold medal and represent the country just like us. But we don't want to be forgotten about because we are the ones that help this game get to where it's at.
Gotcha.
He raises good points, but
I'm trying to figure out which one.
Yeah, what points? We're good.
Yeah.
Well, they are the guys that have brought flag football to the forefront, if it even is in the forefront.
Right. But that's the whole premise of that statement is incorrect because it's not.
Yeah.
Like, he's the gold medal winning quarterback. The only reason we heard of him is because he said he thinks he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly.
No, I'm glad they're doing well. Yeah. I'm not rooting against them. I wasn't rooting for them because I didn't know what they were doing. I don't know they were up to anything. But the whole basis of his statement is flawed because it's not at the forefront. No one knows that they're even playing these games. The fact that it's in the Olympics in 28 is awesome. And the fact that NFL players are talking about it is cool. But if NFL players wanted to do it, they'd be able to.
Yes,
I think that they probably will.
They'd be able to. Think they'd
and,
be able
and,
to handle
the world
it.
Is like other countries play this flag football thing, right?
Well, yeah, they're gonna have to.
Because you say he's the world champion.
Yeah, yeah. So, it was the world games. So, in 2022 is what it was called. Yeah,
and they won it, right?
Yeah, gold medal. Yeah.
So
he's a world champion.
I had a real issue with that football team that got beat by the Japanese. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. U.S. team that got beat by Japan.
Yeah, I had a real thing about that for some reason, even though I know not now one person on that team. Like, ain't we supposed to win the flag football?
We're definitely supposed to win at football.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking.
We're supposed to win at basketball and football for sure. And we usually do, but I don't know. Maybe 2028. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Here's the comments after they caught back up with him after the backlash that he started receiving.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game. Okay. I know he's right now the best in the league. I know he's more accurate. I know he has all these intangibles. But when it comes to flag football, feel like I know more than him.
What? What do you know more about him in flag football?
I don't
know. And I don't understand.
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. I've never played professional
Is there a
flag
certain
football?
Maneuverability
a
that
certain
you do differently?
Maneuverability?
I feel like Pat's pretty maneuverable.
Is he talking about maybe the count before the rusher gets there? Like,
that could be it.
He counts to Mississippi better.
Okay.
One Mississippi, okay. Two. Because that's what it is, right?
Because you have to wait. Yeah. You have to wait before you can run with the ball.
Okay.
I don't know. I like how his voice sounds. That's basically my main take.
Great accent.
About Daryl Doucette.
Yes.
And it made us think about Early Doucette for a minute, which is one of the all-time great names in college football history.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, he all the way from the boot, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
All right, so here's Lane Kiffin disrespecting a national sponsor for the NCAA.
Does anybody drink Coke? You realize that 130% of your sugar for the entire day is in this one bottle. 65 grams of sugar.
When was the last time you had a Coke?
A long time.
Well, I mean, and that's why I said, was he doing this for attention?
I really don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. It sounds like he came to the podium mad.
About something.
Saw the Coke.
Yeah, and then he's like, kind of started freestyling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand Lane. I don't. I think, you know, we're searching for the Spurrier or somebody like that, a snarky coach or whatever. Yeah. And he's trying to be it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have that guy right now, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know. Is Gundy becoming that guy?
Ooh. Without the high-level winning.
Yeah.
You know, because Spurrier was, you know.
Yeah.
But, Gundy will say whatever he wants, for sure. It's not going to cost the NCAA their sponsorship deal with Coke.
No, we know that.
It's not going to do that.
Yes.
Now, I haven't drank a Coke in a long time either.
Maybe they should put a Coke Zero up there or something.
Yeah, like a slightly healthier option.
Yeah.
When's the last time you drank a Coca-Cola? Dude. Straight up
there
Coca-Cola.
There are slightly healthier Coke products, though. Here's Chip Kelly.
Just a shout-out to our sponsor, Coke.
Brian Kelly.
Head coach
Smart
of your
water, favorite football team.
Great Coke product. Minerals, vitamins.
Vitamins.
It's just great for you. So that
might be
refreshing.
Is he from Pennsylvania or something?
And
where's Brian Kelly?
Coke provides you all the products that you need, depending on what you like.
Yeah,
Massachusetts.
Okay.
You caught on.
My wife drinks Coke Zero.
Okay.
Yeah, but when last time I've had a Coke? Bro. I don't even drink, so the only soda I will drink is a ginger ale. That's it.
Yeah.
But
it's been a long time for me.
I can't remember the last time I drank the soda. I used to drink a lot of Coke in high school.
Really?
Yeah, they had like Coke machines in the school.
Uh-huh.
I would get a vanilla Coke or a cherry Coke every day. Yeah, I loved vanilla Coke.
Oh no.
When it first came out, oh man, I was all over it.
Oh,
I can't
no.
even smell it now without feeling sick. But yeah. Or I do like cherry Coke still. Now I don't drink it ever, but I have a hard time turning it down. Cherry Coke's a nice treat.
Cherry Coke's great with rum.
Yeah.
So, yeah. To
jump back to the Olympics, a follow-up on an earlier story that I told you about. You know how Dr. Dre said he was interested in competing in archery in 2028? So two-time gold medal winner in archery for the U.S., Justin Hush, has volunteered to train Dr. Dre in archery for the 2028 Olympics.
So there you go. Smart idea by Justin Hush.
Yeah,
might happen. He's a fellow Californian.
Got his name out there. Said on the radio.
Yeah. Man, he ain't. Man, please. Dr. Dre.
You don't think Dre's going to compete?
No.
He shoots from 90 yards in the backyard. Or 90 feet. No?
No, I think it's harder than that.
I think it's a lot harder.
I think
they use these cheating bows.
I think we undersell how talented these people are at their given sport.
Yeah, man.
They cheat.
Hey, quick shout out to...
I think Bo thinks he could do it. Bo thinks he could be in the Olympics for archery.
I don't want to use these cheating little...
I have this question for you, Bo, about the archery thing. Because I was just doing, you know, that celebration that everybody does when they pull it over the bow and they pull the arrow.
Yeah, shoot the arrow.
And shoot the arrow. Why do they... Okay, the back release, you're letting the arrow, right?
They release both hands. Very dumb.
That's because they don't know how to shoot a bow and arrow.
They don't know how to shoot it. Okay. Exactly.
You don't drop the whole thing.
You're just dropping the whole thing.
Because your arrow is going to go... Might come back and hit you in the face.
He's got to release the backhand. Yeah. You're holding the bow with the front hand. I agree.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
You can tell by the way that guy throws that he's not better than Patrick Mahomes. Yeah.
Is he on a TV right now?
You can also...
Never mind.
Like,
you got to throw it differently in flag football.
We're giving way too much analysis to whether or not this guy's better than Patrick Mahomes. He ain't.
Hey, quick shout out real quick to listener Scott and his wife, Ro, who were in the club last night. Listens every day. So shout out to Scott. And a shout out to the official... player's dad of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Mike Harris, who's listening right now probably too. He was in the club last night again too. So
he heard the shout out we gave him yesterday.
Yeah, man, that's awesome, dog. That's really cool, man.
Feels like we're friends. Friends with Michael Harris's dad now.
Who was sitting up in my seats last night, man?
I did not know them.
No.
I saw them on TV and I was like, they're not having as much fun as we were.
I said the same thing. They're not cool as me and Andy.
They do look like they're having fun, but they're not having as much fun as
really
we were.
They really actually don't.
Did they not?
No, they didn't look like they were having fun.
I looked at them and I was like, man.
They did not.
They're not taking advantage of it the way
they're
that
not.
We did.
They're not. They were just sitting there watching the Braves game.
I did make it on to some Braves fan site. A screenshot was taken of me. You remember the shirt that I had on?
Oh, yeah.
A screenshot was taken on me like, this guy's a legend. Because it says win the whole, you know, from...
You are a legend.
Thank you.
You are a legend. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Joe Patrick going to join us in half an hour as well, talk some Falcons with him. Thanks for being with us on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.